I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The rat called Rattus, he's the leader of the bunch. A cat called Modigliana, she's fluffy but she's tough.
Darren, he's a dopey dog.
Mix, he's a mother that mixed up bunny.
Feral,
that's the ferals for ya.
Ferals,
don't mess with the ferals. The ferals, they're gonna get you, that's the ferals.
Hello, welcome to the Ferals Podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Boy, and I'm joined by...
Swinney.
And Mike.
Episode 9, Season 2, Feral TV. Not the following TV show called Ferals TV. Feral TV, the episode is called.
Oh, damn it. You ruined my credit segment. I was going to tell you guys all about it.
So it opens to Rattus being very, very hungry, and... they keep talking about this celebrity who... it's a made-up celebrity. It's a made-up celebrity, right? I've never heard of this guy. Scott Scottman.
Yes. I thought...
is that right, Swinney?
I thought it was Scott Scotland at first, which I thought would have been...
yes, I wrote Scott Scotland as well.
I thought that would have been funny.
You guys are hearing things.
Scott Scotland's good because it's like Lenny Leonard.
I don't know. I think it might have been Scott Scotland the first time, because I wrote Scott Scotland, and then they said Scott Scottman two times. So I was like, oh, it must be Scotland.
Well, Scotland's in the credits, so, yeah. I don't know.
But it could have been a mistake by... I feel like seeing if I can play it, but, yeah, no,
it's,
anyway.
It's so not worth it.
You know what's funny about this? And I don't want to say the person's actual name, but I have a friend whose name is almost exactly like this.
Like Lenny Leonard, Scott Scottman.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing about it is, let's just take this Scottman name. His name would be Scott Ham, like H-A-M, like Ham, Scott Ham.
Ah, yes.
Ah.
Right? So Scott Ham, right? But this has happened, I've seen this happen 5 times in my, you know, friendship with him, that people have written his name as Scott Scottman instead of Scott Scottham. Well, Scott.
Can I just ask?
Can I just say it's not actually Scott Scottman?
Why would you name your kid Scott? What kind of retarded parent are you?
And it's so funny. I've seen a misspelling. His proof of age was misspelled. He's like when we started a business together, they wrote down the name incorrectly. He had shares in the wrong name.
I don't think it matters given how shady it was.
I just feel like people don't even, like, look at what people write. They just go, oh, yeah, I think it's about that. And then just write down what they think
Mike,
it should be.
Mike, I remember when I was trying to organize something with you and it needed your legal name. I'm not going to say your legal name, but... and you can remember if your legal name had a hyphen in it or not. And I'm like, what? You don't know that?
Nope.
A hyphen?
Again.
I'm just trying to think of where the hyphen would
retarded
be.
Retarded parents.
All right.
A hyphen. Like, you mean a double-barrel middle name?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. I didn't know you had two
middle
names.
It's Mike - Hawk.
Because you need to bunch those two words together to make it really work, right?
Yep.
Anyway, as Mike was alluding to earlier, pre-show, the VHS on the original copy that I think we were all watching was so screwed up in this episode. I switched to a better version. I think Movies by Hannah. I usually watch the Ferals TV channel on YouTube with the double R spelling of Ferals.
Yeah, I had
Is that the one that you guys usually watch?
I had to swap. No. I got through the first trouble at the start where everyone was like, I stuck with it because it only lasted for about 30 seconds, and then there was a point where maybe I should mention it when we get to the point where it just paused and it just stayed in the same scene for 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay. But Mike, you persisted, didn't you?
I persisted. Hear me out.
With watching nothing.
Hear me out.
With watching nothing.
Wait, hang on, hear me out. Twice now this has happened, and each time I went to look for the second version, and the second version was exactly the same. So I went, screw it, the second version's going to be exactly the same. I didn't realize the other one was good.
So does that mean those missing 2 minutes, we're going to get you to recap what happened in those missing 2 minutes?
Or we'll make up.
I'll probably know as much as I've known in every single other episode so far, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Did the episode make sense to you?
No, it seemed fine. You're not going to notice 2 minutes out of a 25-minute show.
I don't know. There's some pretty big
exactly like
points
I'm sitting here, you know, grasping, grabbing the handles on my chair going, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
He's like, you missed about 2.5 minutes of a 25-minute show. That's only 10% of the show.
But I will say, with the Ferals, a lot of the episodes have hinged on you listening or hearing something that said...
Just one thing.
Now, I can't say for certain if this episode was like that. It probably wasn't.
Nope. No, it wasn't.
No, I think it was. I think
really?
It was. Yeah, we'll get to it. And I think it was just at the bit where it was paused. I think that's actually the key bit of why the rest of the episode turned out the way it did.
Yeah, but you can piece it all together and kind of go, oh, okay, I see why they did that.
So the Ferals are sooking that they're not TV stars because this TV star, Scott Scottman...
I thought it's because Rana said AIDS. Matt, I really did miss out on that bit.
I think you're thinking of Meet the Feebles.
Wrong show, sorry.
So yeah, they're sooking. And then we flip over to... There's still a Joe's Place, right? Yeah, they have to be a Joe's Place, if you think about the rest of the episode.
They're not going
to
be leaving Joe's Place for the rest of the season.
No, yeah, I think now it's up to episode 9 and there's only like 6 more to go. I think we're stuck here. So now Robbie is playing sax. Now
She sucks at it.
Do you think she's actually playing the sax?
Yeah, because it's so horrible, probably.
In this part, definitely.
But I am now, because they bring up the fact that she's playing sax and she used to play guitar. I'm starting to doubt if she plays guitar.
And I'm starting to doubt she can play sax.
Well, I definitely don't think she can play sax.
Do you have a sample of
I think
this?
I'm just going to... I could get it.
Did you catch Joe's line, though?
Oh, his laughter, you mean?
No, his line... look, he was laughing, but there's a...
After she plays?
After she plays it?
Well, wait, we'll play a sample of her playing.
Alright.
Wait, hang on. Before we do that... to anyone listening...
Did you even hear that?
Can you please put it on mute? Just turn your volume all the way down.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay, that was worthwhile.
It's for your own benefit.
I like you're like the comedian that if you have something, you gotta say it. Doesn't matter about the timing. All right. Could you guys hear that even?
Nah.
Or I
just blocked it out of my mind.
Oh, no, yeah, you can't hear it. I just noticed that. Oh, jeez, my setup. Oh. I've upgraded my setup. Oh. What an amateur move.
Oh,
that's a great upgrade.
Oh, no.
I can't. I don't. Oh, yeah, that's not coming through, is it? I can see it. All right, well, I think we're having technical difficulties here. I can't get it to work. Okay, well, you guys talk a little bit.
I'll give it one last go. Hey, how are your new shoes? Yeah, what?
My new shoes are pretty good. I used them for the first time yesterday.
Nice.
It's weird. They kind of look like tennis rackets on my feet.
Tennis rackets?
No, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Hang on. I want to hear about his shoes. Nice. Jeez, priorities, man.
I upgraded to the latest version of OS X. This is, you know, the max simplicity. It's so simple, nothing works.
Okay, so what do you want to do with the thing at the end?
Let me just check if the YouTube one doesn't work.
All right, do you want me to give you a link?
No, it's not plugging in.
Huh.
Damn. Yeah, no, I'm hearing it now, but I can't. All right, well, with the stuff at the end, we'll just have to watch it, and then I can dub it in to the episode if you really want.
Cool. I think you need the sound, because there's some funny parts in the sound, so...
All right, well, I'll dub it in.
All right, cool.
All right. All right, so we'll go back to The sax beer. What were we talking about before that didn't work? Oh, the sax.
Hmm.
Oh, technical difficulties. All right, so we'll continue on from our technical difficulties. Oh, I think I know what line you're talking about, Swinney. About the line that Joe says. Because yes. I did write it down.
Now, I'm...
Do you remember that there's a funny line here, Mike? No. Let's move on. Yes, I do remember this line.
It's strange that you don't remember, Mike. It kind of makes me think you don't listen back to our podcast at all, considering we brought this up a lot.
Really? I listen to it religiously.
Joe says, double nothing is still nothing.
Oh, I did hear that part.
Not only has Monkey Boy said against you, Mike, but yep. Lenny said it against Joe in an earlier episode. Yep. So.
Yep. They do like this saying.
Well, time spent in me a life. I didn't make the connection.
It was even an intro to one of our shows.
which I would totally anyway. Know if I listened to our show. I listen to our show as much as I go to church.
I got nothing. I thought I had a joke. I thought I had a joke then, but I don't. Okay, so we see that Lenny is now on TV. Now, what kind of... Do you think this is like a Channel 31, you know, community TV station? Or
well, this station makes do you think no sense.
It's university TV, they said.
Oh, is that what they said? Yeah. University TV. Yeah. I didn't catch
that. How did they broadcast it live?
Well, that's bullcrap, but it's... Yeah.
Like, it's bullcrap.
No, it's university TV, and later on you see it on, like, a splash screen after they finish recording or finish filming or whatever.
Hang on. University TV... They teach kids how to grow carrots in university?
These are special
carrots.
This
is like Australian schooling all over again that we discussed the other episode. See, I do listen to some of the episodes. We talked about how shit schooling is in Australia.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't know if you listen to the episodes. You are in the episodes while we record.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything I say after it comes out of my mouth. But it comes out and that's it. It's gone.
I'm pretty sure
saying nothing you say is memorable.
I'm pretty certain that conversation, Mike, that you were referencing was last week. So if you didn't remember something from last week, I'd be very disappointed.
I should thought it was a few You're weeks
talking
ago.
Talking about it was like a month ago.
I did. I seriously thought it was a month ago.
The other thing I noticed in the scene was
me as a child. What?
The other thing I noticed was that I think it was Joe has a Michael Jordan poster in the background. On one of the walls. I've never seen him before.
I didn't notice that.
Because I love MJ. Anyway, I just like that.
I love MJ actually, too, but the other MJ.
No. MJ? This is the proper MJ.
Ah.
I'll like, answer your own question. So, what I think this episode is doing is forecasting the YouTube era. Because I thought Lenny was in the studio.
I have that
But we
note
find
too.
Out that he's actually recording in his apartment.
Yep.
Which... kind of looks all cleaned up, by the way. Did you guys notice that the apartment seems fine now?
Well, the walls and everything is still in disrepair, but it doesn't seem to have...
Oh,
yeah, the wall that was the focal point of one of the earlier season 2 episodes was still ripped up and destroyed.
I thought that was after the explosion that happened in the filming.
Oh, maybe.
Mm. Anyway, or maybe I'm getting it all confused, actually, when I think about it. Because that part comes a lot later.
I do like...
Yeah, no, I'm getting confused.
When Joe and Robbie are watching Lenny's show...
Yeah.
And Joe says something, oh, it's more boring than watching paint dry, and straight away Lenny on the show says, later I'll be showing you how paint dries, which I thought was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I know, they could have at least said the science of paint drying or something like that, but yeah, no, I thought that was pretty funny.
But
this
whole Lenny science show just made me wonder how Lenny would be in like a Breaking Bad style spin-off show, you know, where Lenny starts using his skills to cook drugs.
I was thinking exactly the same thing. And it could be because I'm watching the show now, but yes.
I think given how many times we've seen explosions on the show, I don't think Lenny would be a very successful meth creator, but yeah. Maybe. The other thing
Sorry to interject. I did have a note right here about double of nothing is still nothing. Ha ha! Right here.
I'll edit
it. And before that, I had to
bring what you're saying right now and put it right.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate that.
So why did you not remember what we were talking about?
I also had a line that said...
So you even wrote it down.
I also had... I had the line that said, "And I got his trousers." We missed that part, which I thought was good.
That was actually ladies a funny and gentlemen, line. That was a funny line. When Darren stole Scott Scottman's trousers, or we heard about that he did.
Comes up later as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have first evidence of the damage that playing too many video games has on the brain.
Where? Who? What?
And the other thing that's going on is that Joe... So, we've got Robbie who's trying to learn other instruments so that she can get a gig on TV. And Joe is looking through garage sales to try to find hidden gems.
Ah, and... it's
something that I really enjoy.
Just as you predicted that YouTube was predicted in this, they also predicted eBay. Sort of. Not really, but kind of.
Sort of. The importance of it, maybe, you could argue.
Yes.
Because, I mean, this still happens today, that people go through, and it's quite funny if you think about it. So, geez, we're going to jump right ahead, aren't we, right now? I'm going to do it. That, yeah, Joe goes on these garage sales, and he finds an old LP, which this was 95, and he's like, oh, who's going to listen to this? You can't put this in the CD slot. Now, if you are looking through garage sales, I think people are looking for LPs to sell on an eBay. So, yeah, I'm connecting the dots now here, that, Mike. But I think it's a good point.
Back 20 years ago, did people still kind of look for LPs, or were they still coming enough at people's houses that they didn't really...
No, you know what? I don't know what the... There's probably a name for this phenomenon, but, like, you know, with very, very classic, like, iconic things in life, like a Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, they're very iconic, but my argument would be... I'd say 10 years after they've been released, that's probably the lowest value that they'll be. And then they start to go up through time as people start throwing out the cartridges and they go to landfills. Yeah. And so supply, yeah. Because I've seen on eBay, people selling like a Nintendo 64 and, you know, I don't know, like 6 or 7 games for like $500,
$600. What?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Like, full sets, like, sold. I'm not talking about, you know, oh, that's what they're offering. This is actually a sold listing.
Wow,
it's crazy.
People, okay. Why not, I guess.
Whereas, like, I think my mum sold all my Nintendo, Super Nintendo stuff for, like, dirt cheap.
You guys have... like, $20. You guys have no idea the amount of communities around retro game collecting there is. So, I listen to podcasts about it, actually. Huh. So,
yeah.
It's insane. But in saying that, I think that somebody was trying to sell an entire boxed collection of Nintendo 64 titles boxed, which is, you know, usually the expensive part, for like $40,000, and that's still way more than they're actually worth. So while we think that a lot of these games are worth a lot, it's usually very particular games that are worth this, not the average. Yeah, of course. So.
Like the one game that was worth $45,000 in and of itself.
Yeah,
remember that story?
The Nintendo World Zelda? Championships.
No, oh, yeah, that one, the World Championships. Yeah. But it came online, if I recall correctly. Someone sold it for like $15,000. And then this guy heard about it on the news and went, hang on a minute, I thought I had that game. He went downstairs, I found a mint condition copy that was still in its shrink wrap, and then put it up on eBay, and he got like $45,000 for it.
I like that's how this has just become a crappy like game collecting podcast. We don't even really know what we're talking about. We sort of know, close enough. But yeah. No, I like the idea of garage sales, but I'm too lazy to go. Because you need to go as soon as they open.
I just don't.
There's no point.
I just
like
talking to people.
Yeah, I know. That's the same. I know.
You don't have to talk to them. You kind of just throw some money like you're at a strip club and just walk away.
But I feel weird if it's a proper garage sale where it's on someone's property. Now, if it's one of those markets, those flea markets where people set up stalls, that's a bit different. I just don't really like the idea of walking onto people's property and looking and buying their stuff. It just weirds me out a bit. I don't know.
Because I had this idea. You know how I have a lot of ideas. I had this idea for a service, which is like, you know, you go in and... you know, you basically say, look, I'll take all your stuff. I'll catalog it, sell it on eBay, Gumtree, all that kind of stuff, and give you a cut of it. So I give you, you know, 70% of it, and I'll take the 30% left. So you don't have to muck around. You don't have to worry about people.
I think there's some TV shows about that already, by the way. But yeah, go on.
But I'll get you the best price. You know what I mean? Yeah. I reckon that would work.
It works. There's some TV shows about it.
Because you're incentivized. You're incentivized to do the best. You don't have to get the stock, so you just get it from the people. And you want to get the best price, because you're only getting 30% of it. So you want to work hard to find good stuff. I don't know. But then again, if people just have junk, then it's like, well, what's the point, right?
Well, you don't have to sell.
30% of 10 bucks is, you know, that's worth your time.
30% of zero is still zero.
No, but I think if it's like a lot of stuff, you know, it's worthwhile. But I don't know. Look, the whole garage sale thing, ugh, it's just, I agree with you. Sometimes, you know, I wish you could just go around with people and instead of talking to them, you can just, like, text them, even if you're standing right in front of them.
You people are so antisocial. Come on. Part of the experience is you get to talk to strangers.
I'm sorry we don't like to chat up random sales attendants just because you can, you know. It's
okay. Can I say this? So I've got these big ass, you know my bigger headphones, the Bose ones that I've got, the quiet ones.
The noise cancelling ones. So they're very, like,
yeah, but they're very prominent. Like, if you see me wearing them, like, I'm, you know, I've got headphones on, legitimate headphones.
And wait, hang on, are these the ones you got coincidentally when you happened to move in with your fiancé?
What do you mean?
Well, you were saying you needed some noise-cancelling headphones just as she moved in with you. Are these the same pair we're talking about?
No, I already had them.
Oh, okay. Why would you need them just as she moved in?
No, I already had them at that stage.
Right, okay.
Were they for the dog?
Prepared. Yeah.
No, I got another pair. These are like in-ear ones. So I got over-ear and in-ear.
Right.
So both varieties.
Do you wear them at the same time for like dual audio?
No. Won't fit. Dual audio. I like it. But okay, every time I walk into Officeworks, they keep talking to me. And I look at them and I kind of like, oh, I can't hear you. And they just keep talking. And I'm like, fuck. I just want to punch
you. You walk into Officeworks with your headphones on.
Yeah.
Why would you work into like a store and be such an antisocial dickhead and then snob them for wanting to talk to you?
Okay. Like what? If I'm deaf, I'm not allowed to go into a store?
But you're not deaf. You're
going to have the same experience.
You're just a douchebag with headphones walking into a store.
How's that a douchebag?
People are trying to be friendly to you to give you assistance.
No, they're not. They're just trying to get more money.
They don't get commission at Officeworks. They don't get commission there.
Can I just challenge you guys?
That's what I'm saying.
Can I challenge you guys?
Yeah, they are.
They're told to do that.
Wait.
If they were getting commission and there was an incentive to do that, fair enough. But even then, it's their job, right? They have to make a living. So, you know.
So what? I take them off and go, oh, I'm going over here to grab some paper where I already know it is.
Maybe they want to help you out pick the right paper for your printer. I don't know.
If they care about customer service, wouldn't they see that I've got headphones on and that I don't want to be disturbed?
Oh, anyone there?
Wouldn't I take the headphones off if they look at me?
Well, maybe. If I want to talk to maybe them? You should think more about retail service. When you walk into a place, as a customer, you have certain obligations as well. Like not acting like a douchebag with your headphones on.
What? Where did I sign that when I walked in the door?
Where did they sign up to say they are not allowed to do what they're doing? Yeah. Where's that signed up? No one signs up for that. You can interrupt people whenever you want. I've been doing it on this podcast this entire time. Like 20 episodes.
All right. We seriously need to get back to the episode. My internet just dropped out, came back on, and you guys were still talking about this.
Well, you be the deciding vote. Mike and I are completely on the opposite side. Where do you stand with it, Sweeney?
My internet dropped out. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
No. Well, what I'm saying
we're
is
asking
I wear headphones.
Vienna ice cream is delicious or not.
Over-ear headphones, and I walk into Officeworks, and they try to talk to me. And I'm wearing the over-ear headphones. I don't want to talk to them. And then I have to take them off, and I go, sorry, I know what I'm doing already. And then, you know, walk on. I'm saying it's annoying that they talk to me. It's obvious I don't want to talk to them. I've got headphones
on. I'm saying it's their job. They're just trying to be friendly.
Is Sweeney even there? I feel like we're repeating this conversation. And he keeps on dropping out. Now there's two of them in the hangout.
Whoa. Hang on. We need an opinion from each.
Yeah. I know we can't get a decisive vote. Shit, what the hell's going on? Should I get rid of him?
Yeah, kick him out.
I can't. This isn't how it works, actually.
Hello.
This has been a technical difficulty ravaged podcast.
I'm by the way, I'm in Hangouts twice again.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, one's on mute.
Yeah, I'm in twice again.
Maybe you muted the one that's actually talking.
Quit and come back. Oh, no, that's you.
That's me.
I thought that was him.
Last time I tried to quit and come back.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. The other one's dropped off. All right, cool.
Yep.
All right, now I'm all
the good. Other one. You are the other one.
No, there were two. No.
The other one.
I didn't drop out. It just dropped him out automatically. Do you remember? No.
It dropped him out.
Yes.
You are that person.
No,
though.
Don't you remember? A couple of weeks ago, Monkey Boy, I was showing up twice in the conversation. And we had to reset.
It's Microsoft Surface.
No, we had to set up the entire Hangouts to avoid that glitch. Mm. It was happening again. Just by joining, I was in there twice, and both icons were there, and then a second ago, one just dropped away.
Yeah.
So, I didn't click anything to close it, so... What the fuck? He's back again.
Is he back?
So, what happened was...
Popped his face up.
Another version of Swinny jumped into the hangout and then jumped straight out. We were talking about him. His alter ego with a moustache.
This is creepy.
Okay, I think he's gone now. So, did you hear what we were talking about with Office Works?
I think we just need to get back to the podcast.
No, I just want resolution on this. All I was saying was that I have my over-ear headphones and I don't want them to disturb me. And they always try to get my attention and it's annoying.
And I'm saying Luke's a douchebag walking into a store with over-ear headphones and then getting offended and pissed off that those people are friendly and trying to help them out.
So am I a douchebag or not?
My stance on this is yes.
D-bag or not?
Yes, you are a douchebag.
Yes.
What?
But
in general, not why? Just but this.
Well, no, I say in general, but in this instance.
No. But... The caveat or the thing with this is that they shouldn't attempt to speak to you if you've got them on. That's ridiculous.
Thank you.
But
wait, so what,
you are rude for walking
right
around
and wrong?
In a shop with your headphones on.
Okay. Can I say this? So if I go to a counter, I take the headphones completely off. I don't have one in one ear or anything like that.
Okay.
I have them all off when I talk. And I talk to the person, I'm very polite. But when I walk into a store, I don't think the negotiation is... When I walk into a store, I need to take it off and talk to the person who's just saying, hello, do you need help? If I need help, I'm going to ask for
help.
Why
do you take them off when you're actually at the counter, out of curiosity?
Because you have to talk to the person.
No,
it's rude not to talk to the person.
Oh, so now all of a sudden it's rude. But it's not rude to walk into a store and then...
Because they're going to ask you a question. How do you want to pay?
They don't ask that anymore. You pull out your credit card. It's pretty obvious what you need to pay with.
Alright, guys.
Oh, so you
this has been a great episode of
sir,
the Office Works.
You have a credit card
podcast.
In your hand. Would you like to pay with cash instead? Like, who's going to ask that?
I go to a lot of Chinese places. They do ask if you can pay
Dude,
in
Chinese
cash.
Chinese places
don't
even accept cards. It's cash only. Every place I've gone to is cash only.
Oh, anyway. So, Lenny needs some help. I can't even get any segue here or anything. So, let's go back to the episode. So,
okay.
Lenny needs some help behind the scenes, right?
Wrong.
And his lure to get the Ferals to help him out behind the scenes is that they'll be mentioned in the credits, which I thought was kind of amusing, given that Swinny is the credit man.
Yes, but little did they know, only in the IMDb Pro extended credits.
That's good, I like that. So this is where the Ferals help him out on the carrot show, and where Lenny has put Mexican jumping beans underneath the carrots to make the carrots, what did he call it? Self-plucked or self-pulled?
Self-picking.
That's it. That sounds so dodgy. Yes, self-picking.
I don't get how they pick themselves because they just end up landing on the ground.
They just explode, right? Anyway, so he asked Darren for, what was it, the spray that's super mild and he gets super strong and it blows up and knocks Lenny out. So when Lenny's passed out, the Ferals have to come on the show.
He was knocked out by a carrot. Now, for everything that Lenny's been through, that's a new low for the Lenmeister.
the Lenmeister. Lenny Leonard.
Lenny
but if it goes fast enough, If it goes fast enough, yeah, you know, it will knock you out.
True. Anything sure. fast enough will kill you.
Yeah. Okay. We're not talking it's going supersonic speeds here. It's just launching out of a hole.
You've never seen Mexican jumping beans, obviously.
Do they use them to propel space shuttles?
Yeah. Have you not seen the Mexican space program? Practically what they use for fuel.
Jumping beans.
And there goes our Mexican audience.
Adios, amigos. Buenas like noches. El Feroz.
Can I ask, are the Mexican jumping beans, is that like a myth? Or like, you know, like a myth, I guess?
This is where a micro-random fact would really be useful.
Is that actually a real thing, Mexican jumping beans?
We're about to find out.
Because you know what I found out today? That, you know, the Corollis effect?
Mm.
You know where, like, water drains in a certain direction? Like, in the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a myth.
Oh.
That the water, that doesn't affect
so
it.
The whole reason for the Simpsons going to Australia making that horrible episode was bogus to begin with. That's a travesty.
Yeah. Because, and this myth has perpetuated so far that it ended up in a physics college textbook one time.
Oh, really?
In America. Because, look, it does have a very, 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 very minute effect on it, but it's not the driving force as to why it will spin one way or the other. It's actually the basin.
Oh.
You know, the way the basin is and where the tap is and everything like that.
Makes sense.
I was, like, trying it out at home and it was going different directions. I'm like, this is the easiest thing to check. And yet, you believe the myth. It's so interesting. So, yeah, it's like the Mexican jumping beans. I don't know if it's real or not.
Speaking of the Mexican jumping beans, they are real. So, they're native to Mexico. They are seed pods.
Good fact
just to make sure people get... Well, you know, sometimes they've got, like, French fries. French fries are probably not... I don't even think they're native to France. Yet they call them French fries.
Of course they're not.
Exactly. It's like that. So just because they're called Mexican jumping beans, you can't jump to conclusions that it's actually Mexican jumping
French
beans.
French fries don't exist anymore. They're Liberty fries, remember?
That's right. Liberty fries.
America, freedom bitch. Fries.
Freedom fries. Sorry, freedom fries. If I got that wrong.
Now,
Liberty fries sound better.
Have you guys seen the America video?
No.
That's been going around the traps?
No.
The last few days?
No, what's this?
It's like the most quintessential American thing ever. I'll send it to you right now.
Okay.
Because we're like all over the place.
I should look it up after this. Anyway, back
I
to the beans.
If I knew what the joke was.
Wait, I'm finding it right now.
The beans.
Let's see.
I'll explain about the beans. They are native to Mexico, are seed pods been inhabited by the larva of a small moth. The bean tend to brown in color, jumps when heated, because the larva spasms in an attempt to roll the seed to a cooler environment to avoid dehydration and consequent death.
Oh, that's disgusting. I was not expecting that.
There you go. So they're real.
God, they're really in your nightmares.
God, what is it with Mexicans and lava? Like, you know, they put stuff in tequila bottles. What the hell?
Yeah, that's true. But you
they
know the little
in
larva. Worms in...
Larvae.
The worm in the tequila bottles is actually psychedelic.
Ah.
So I was in Mexico and they're like, here, do you want to eat it? I'm like, nah, it's all right. It's like a drug.
Nice.
It's like, you know, LSD or something. Not that strong though, so... Anyway...
What if you ate, like, 10 worms?
I think you'd be a bit sick from eating too much worm meat. But
you'd be like Homer, second Simpsons reference, when he eats that crazy chili and then everything goes whack.
I like that. So the Ferrells have to take over the TV show. What did you think of their performance initially when they're taking over? Pretty lame?
Yep.
Yeah.
On par with us.
It got better, but, yeah.
So, I think this part was pretty lame, but... you know when Lenny's recovering, do you remember what Robbie gave him to sort of pick him up? What juice was given to him?
Yes.
Well, what was it?
Oh, you want me to answer the question? It was carrot juice.
No, he just wants you to ask an answer if you remember or not. Yes
well,
or no.
Well, then he said, do you remember? I said, yes, I remember. He didn't say, what was it?
Well, it's a leading question, isn't it? Jeez, do we have to explain to you how radio works?
No, why would you explain to me how radio works?
Okay.
I was just thinking, has this consolidated that Robbie is evil?
Yes, she's a
it
bitch.
It has, totally. Yeah.
She's a total bitch.
And I will just say that the next 2 minutes for Mike was a static shot of Lenny on the couch with Robbie standing near him for two no. minutes.
Yeah, this is Wait, the bit.
Was
this
skip
the 2 minute
well?
Break?
No.
No.
As well?
No, the bit that skipped for me was at the start.
No, this was paused for 2 minutes on the same shot.
It was 2 minutes of nothing.
It wasn't for me.
It was just... Oh, so why'd you agree then?
No,
you did have issues.
Because I did have issues, but I had issues at the start when the Ferrells were talking.
But it was like blurry or something. It was like
no, it kind of, no. The sound was fine for me, but the image was like all skipping and crap. But the sound was fine, so I could hear what they were saying. But the rest of it was fine for me.
I'm lost.
Oh, so you remember this
I'm
bit?
I'm lost.
Huh.
Oh, no, I'm lost as well. So do you remember what happened in this bit?
I don't remember what happens in almost anything, but if you give me a hint, I'll remember whether I saw it or not.
I like this. If you tell me what happened, I'll remember that it happened.
So I've got here written down, carrot juice, ha ha ha, get your own back at the carrot that attacked you.
that attacked you.
I had, how did he submit his show and air it? Then I had Rift Tremolo.
Yeah, you're like... No, stop.
And brackets Tom Morello.
So that's not what it is, though. You know that... Anyway, we're not up to that pun bit.
Okay.
Okay. So, what was happening in this bit was that he was getting fan mail, but it was all for the Ferrells. You remember that?
No.
That's why
he
put the Ferrells onto the TV show.
I'm literally scratching my head here. I don't...
Anyway. So, then we see... What is it? Like, Robbie is playing... I had a note that it was more Ferrell's TV. Like, they showed it, like, three or four different times, didn't they?
Yeah, so...
Like, the Ferrells doing this TV show.
Had an episode where Lenny was trying to run the show with the Ferrells because, you know, everyone had the fan mail. It's, like, great and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the Ferrells are just completely talking over Lenny. It's
And each other.
Yeah, it's headache-inducing, and it reminded me of our Meet the Feebles bonus episode.
Especially that bit where you told off me and Mike finishing each other's sentences, and then Swinny got the school teacher instinct out.
Quiet, please.
Like, if you talk at the same time, people can't listen. People can't follow it. That was awesome. It's probably a benefit, the fact that we're not actually in the room together. Anyway. So, yeah, I only wrote one note. Ferrell's going nuts. And I forgot that this was a whole major bit.
Yeah, I like...
where they were talking over each other.
I liked how Mixie jumped behind Lenny's head and put up bunny tails.
Yeah.
Bunny ears behind Lenny, but they were her actual ears, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah, and I like... Because this was the time where it's showing this sort of migration. So, I think you've got the Ferrell TV banner on the left-hand side. Which, by the way, is that actually the Ferrell TV banner that they use in the Ferrell's TV show that came after this?
It looks very similar, I think.
Yeah, it looks super similar. Because I'm pretty sure it's the same style of the Ferrells. But yeah, you had one half of the background with the Ferrell TV banner, and then the other half with Lenny's science show banner. So you could tell that it's sort of getting taken over by the Ferrells. So I thought that was funny.
And Lenny cracks it and says, next week we'll show you how to make electricity by rubbing several furry animals together or something. This made
very,
me go,
very dodgy.
Is Lenny making Beastmaster?
No, that's only animals. Beastmaster's not only animals. So, I still can't. I don't understand how you ever found that result.
I do.
Like, we had to type it in exactly to get anything, and yet you just type
he
it
doesn't.
In normally and it comes up.
As I said,
he starts
Google
typing
searching.
The letter, the character B. And it auto-suggests Beastmaster for him.
I actually thought you were going to go in a different direction there, mate. Yeah, okay.
So,
anyway,
Mike, this whole section, do you remember that whole section?
So, the section where he gets pissed off, I did see that.
Okay, okay.
Section where they're talking over each other. I saw that. Yeah.
Actually, did see this stuff because no, this was in this. This was in the skipped part on the other version. That's
right. Okay. No, I did see the part where he's telling them off and he's really pissed off.
Basically, it was from here until a couple of scenes later when Lenny dumps envelopes in the shed. That entire part was skipped.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you missed the part where Robbie is now playing the piano accordion.
Yes. And they find the guitar, which is a pretty key part of this episode. So
the guitar finding I saw.
No, Mike, we've established that you've seen this part. I'm just explaining what the episode
or
would
did I?
What we would have missed if we watched the other one and just skipped this whole part, that's all.
You want to know? Okay, go. Just going to say, you want to know what we would have missed if there was me watching it? Pretty much the whole episode. Anyway, let's keep going. To riff tremolo.
Oh, God, you're jumping the handle all over the place. So, yeah, piano accordion, she's very bad at it. I love Joe's laugh in this scene. This is one of my favourite Joe
maniacal.
Laughs.
It's maniacal, it's awesome.
Yeah, he just keeps going and going. And it's also a bit slapstick, this scene as well. I can't remember what actually happened. Yeah. Was Robbie, like, grabbed him or something?
Joe's laughing and then he kind of leans over for some weird reason and then Robbie traps his nose in the piano accordion.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's very slapstick.
And then he starts talking.
Even for this show.
Then he starts talking like... or something.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird. So this is the scene now where Joe's going through his bounty in this case that he found at the garage sale. Found LPs, which would be worth watching
the
these
whole,
days.
The whole place is full of junk. Like, it's not just this case. Like, there's stuff everywhere. So it's clear that he's been doing this for quite a while now, so...
True. And then, you know, he's grabbing all the stuff that's related to being in a rock band and pulls out a guitar even. Oh, look at this piece of junk. And then Robbie says, oh, don't you know who this is? This is all Riff Tremolo's stuff. I'm just like, this is the laziest pun name in the history of mankind.
I liked it.
Really?
I thought it was funny.
So, Mike, Riff Tremolo, they both refer to, like, guitar playing. So, riff is, like, a little thing that... I don't know, how would you even describe a riff, Swinney?
Like a
little repeated section.
A catchy sequence of notes generally played in, like, in a loop.
Right.
A lick is sequence of notes that you just... It's almost a one-off to finish off a section, whereas a riff is kind of like... You've got chords and you've got riffs, you know, riffs.
Yeah, it could be chords as
chords
well.
Chords are the melodic stuff, whereas riffs is more just full of notes and trying to fill the space a bit more and stuff.
Yeah. And then a tremolo, I can't even remember what tremolo is. It's like where you bend the note, right?
Oh, no idea. You're the guitarist.
I think it's where you bend the note. Oh, well, I never learned it properly, so. But I think it's where you bend the note. So both of the things refer to guitar. But
tremolo
it is actually funny.
Is a rapid back and forth movement of the. Of the bow on the same note. So that's obviously not talking about guitar. So I clearly got the wrong result from typing tremolo.
No, if you type tremolo, I like how there's a lot of Googling in this episode that we're doing.
No, I got the violin guitar. That was a violin definition. So anyway.
Yeah. No, it's where you bend it. You know, that little bar that's on a lot of guitars.
Ah, yes.
That's a tremolo bar, but I never used that. I didn't have it on a lot of the guitars that I had, so... Anyway, yeah, I thought that was lazy, but you liked it. But it is actually funny that you said Tom Morello, Riff Tremolo. It's pretty close, pretty similar, actually, if you don't know what the words mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so they Ferrells get more and more fan mail. I had the question, actually... Do you think that they used... So, one of the fan mail started off as like, oh, the Ferrells are obnoxious, they're disgusting, they're, you know, mangy and all this stuff. Do you think that they used potentially a real ABC letter as a basis for the start of this joke?
Oh, it would surprise me if they did, but it's... You never know, so...
Yeah.
But
yeah, I guess we could find out.
So, they read out the letters, you know, which is good because they read it slowly, so it shows that they still kind of remember how to read from... Learning a couple of episodes ago.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But Raddus pops up from under the letters And then he pops back down, and then there's this really weird shot of Mixie, like, shaking. And I'm like, what the hell was Raddus doing under the letters? It's really weird.
This is getting a bit Meet the Feebles on this, I think.
This episode, I don't know, this episode was very... like, the Ferals, we'll get into it a bit more, but they go really... they turn into arseholes in this episode. And it kind of reminded me a bit of Meet the Feebles, where there's very few nice characters, so...
Yeah, that's true. That is a movie with no nice characters.
By the way, Mike, yeah, I think Mike, are something... you even alive there?
Yeah, I'm alive. I just... did not see this bit.
I like to check in every now and then just to make sure he's still breathing.
So, okay, so now now we've got like a full episode of Feral TV where they've now taken over the show completely from Lenny. I really, really like the sort of, what is it? Sort of like the, it's almost like the production house. The start of the episode is like, gonna get ya.
Yeah.
You know, because that's their catchphrase normally. And they say it really quietly, like as if it's a... I don't know, what do they normally call those things, Sweeney?
I don't know.
You know, at the start of an episode?
I don't know what it's called.
Usually at the end. It's usually at the end.
I don't know what it's called, but it's like, you know, when they have the network and it's like a splash screen that shows up. It's... I typed it as, in my notes, as an intermission. Like a really somber intermission where it's like, gonna get ya.
It wasn't even that poetic or, like, that musical. I think it was much more like, gonna get ya.
Oh, yeah.
You know, much more subdued. It's like at the end of The Simpsons. You know how they've got that thing where it's in the cinema and they're like, shh. All that kind of stuff. That's what it reminded me of, like, those little production house things. Anyway, that's not even the highlight. So, each of the Ferals have their own segment now. So, there's... 60 seconds with Moddy.
Can I just say,
that's school?
60 seconds. That, if you took it from the very start when that came on to the very end, not when the alarm clock went off, it only went for 45 seconds in total. And if you count when it went to the alarm, it probably went for about 25 seconds. I'm like, come on. I was hoping they'd actually make it go for 60 seconds.
They probably should have. They probably should have. But yeah, no, they didn't. They were pretty clever in this episode later, you know, the credits part that we'll talk about later. But yeah, I just kind of assumed that they did do 60 seconds, because from my memory, it was roughly 60 seconds, so I didn't check it. I like how you did check it, though. So yeah, Moddy has the 60 seconds, Raddus has the rat school, Mixie has idiot, game show, and Darren has the news. Out of these four, one did you find the most disturbing?
Wasn't it news for dogs?
News for dogs, yeah.
Which
one did you guys think was the most disturbing?
Well, there's one part in the news for dogs that's disturbing, but I want to mention that separately.
Okay.
I thought
the rat school was pretty disturbing.
The rat school was, because it's Raddus doing play school, which is always an alarming concept. and he's got Wilbur the slug, and it was like, was it a shoe or something? Was it like a...
I don't know, it was something weird like that.
And he's like, hello, boys and girls, and, you know...
But he sounds so creepy.
Go check your dairy containers in the fridge and mail us all your cheese. It was really weird.
It was very creepy.
I loved the game show Idiot. That was...
Yeah, and they have Idiot in lowercase.
So it's a... Mixie introduces it as a quiz show for the brain dead, so she beams in Keith and Kylie.
Kylie was having a shower.
Yeah, I thought that was disturbing.
So weird.
It was brilliant because
so weird.
They beam them in and Keith is like, what happened? I was in the middle of my lunch. And Kylie's like, I was in the shower.
Yeah, that's a pretty good impression.
With the fake Kylie voice.
That's what fake Kylie sounds like. I was in the shower.
And Mixie's like, I ask the questions around here. I'm thinking, she'd make like a really good SS officer or something.
Are we the baddies? Yeah, I did like the question though. Do you remember the question, Mike?
I don't remember.
I'll ask you guys the quiz so that we'll see if
remember now.
Let's see if the listeners at home can get the answer correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
So,
go on.
Mike and Monkey Boy. Hmm. Is the yolk of an egg white or yellow?
What?
Is that not the question?
No.
Am I wrong? Am I getting it wrong?
No, the question was...
Oh, you got it wrong.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God, I got it wrong.
Wait, were you joking or being serious just
No,
then?
That's the way I typed it in my notes. Clearly, I got it wrong.
No.
What was it?
It was like this. The question was...
Whoops.
The yolk of the egg is white, or the yolk of the egg are white.
Ah, that's right. Oh, God. And then
Kylie
points.
Said is, and Keith says is.
No, he goes, are.
And then she's like, you're an idiot. It's a trick question. Oh, the yolk of the egg is yellow.
You know, it's one of those times when if I didn't...
I just love what you said.
If I didn't write the note, I probably would have actually remembered what it was. But I was like, no, I'm going to read it exactly as I typed it. Shot.
Didn't you think, like, how would they even done? That's awesome. So that's it.
I have no excuse.
So what was disturbing? I can't even remember. What was disturbing about News for Dogs that Darren said?
Oh, Mike, do you remember the big news, the celebrity news in News for Dogs?
No.
Okay.
If I didn't write it down, I don't remember it.
Darren announced that Lassie married Garfield.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, Lassie, I'm pretty damn certain he's a male dog, correct?
I thought it was a girl dog.
No, Lassie's a girl dog.
Okay, well, in the picture, they had the cat representing Garfield in, like, the bridal outfit. In the picture!
Wow.
So that's what I'm like,
this thinking.
Is a bit weird.
But I thought Garfield was a... I don't think it's ever explicitly mentioned, is it?
No, Garfield is a he. Garfield is a he.
Because he dates a girl. Well, not that necessarily implies that he's a boy.
Exactly.
But,
so I don't know.
I mean, these were simpler times where they had Garfield.
So Lassie is female, but in the picture they had the dog wearing the groom's outfit. So...
Of Lassie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it
totally
was a picture
reversed.
Of a dog
no, she's a female.
And of a cat.
I'm just checking it.
I'm pretty sure
Lassie
she is.
Lassie is a female, and Garfield's a male.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that they put Lassie in the groom. Oh, that's weird. That's strange. All right, well, that was enjoyable. No, but I thought there was something else in this episode that was a bit dodgy. Maybe I'll remember later on in the episode. So which segment do you think was the best out of these four segments?
Well, I like the idiot game show.
I liked it as well because Keith was in it. Okay, so now the Ferrells have become very famous, and Darren is trying to spell his name over the phone, I think. And he couldn't spell it. He was like D-A-R, blah, blah, blah. What it reminded me of is... And I'm calling you out here, Swinny, as you've called out many people in this show. So I'll call you out now.
Yeah.
You do a great job writing the show notes that go up online and everything. But what I've noticed is you do not know how to spell the Ferrells' names.
Only Darren I always get wrong. What else do I get wrong?
So I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to quiz you right now.
Okay.
So, I will get you to spell each of the Ferrells' names in full.
Yes.
And given
cheating.
That we've done, what is this now? About 25 episodes of this show. Surely, you know how to spell it all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in full, not their nicknames, the full names. So, we'll start with an easy one, Rattus.
Okay. R-A-T-T-U-S.
Space. P.
R-A.
Full stop. Space. R-A-T-T-U-S.
Okay, correct. Ding! Because I can't do the ding. All right, now let's do Darren.
Okay, D-E-R-R-Y-N.
Oh, correct. So you don't usually spell it like that, but that is correct.
Because I know that
Sneaky
I spelled
bastard.
That one wrong all the time.
Okay. All right, let's do Myxomatosis.
No, it's just Mixie. The name is a Myxomatosis. The name is Mixie. And I'm pretty certain it's just M-I-X-Y. I don't think it's two X's. Mm.
Ding! Correct. Okay. And now the last one, the cat.
Yes. Now I know this. I do typos on this one, but I know it's M-O-D, more D. It's M-I-D-I-G-L-I-A-N-A.
God damn it! You got it all right. No, because I think last time you spelt it correctly, then we're like, oh, I've done a typo, and then spelled it incorrectly. And then my whole process is to check the spelling of all the names.
The problem is Modigliani is what it always changes it to. It changes from Modigliana to Modigliani in autocorrect.
Because that's the name of a region or something like that.
Well,
I think.
With Darren is that, to me, it sounds weird to spell it as a Y, so subconsciously I always spell D-R-I-N. So, there you go.
Okay, well, I called you out and you passed, you bastard.
Now do it to Mike. Let's see if he remembers a couple of seconds ago.
All right, I'll quiz you, Mike. What are the names of the ferals?
Hang on.
anyway. So now Lenny is pissed off that they're famous. Did you see the little TV week? Do you think that was a TV week where the ferals might have actually been in TV week? Or do you think they printed it and made it up?
I think they printed it and made it up. I doubt the ferals would have been in TV week. They might have been on the...
Why not?
I think they might have been on the front of one of those little kids' magazines that you see at the, like, the... at the checkout or something, but I doubt they would have been on
definitely.
TV week. So maybe inside, but this was the cover, yeah?
No, I think it was inside.
Oh, okay, then that's potential. So.
Plausible. I feel like we're in a Mythbusters show now. Plausible. and because now the Ferals, they're like really annoyed that they don't have any money, they've got the idea of actually doing a home shopping show, which... Are they really that profitable, those home shopping shows?
Well,
surely not that profitable.
They're still on
right?
TV, so can't be that bad.
I don't know. There's a lot of idiots out there.
It's true.
Mm.
Look at all the gym franchises.
yeah, but look at my abs as a result.
You should have just said, yeah, but look at my abs.
It's true. Okay. So now Joe has been robbed once again. And obviously this has a connection with the home shopping show. They have stolen all his gear that he's bought at these garage shops and sold it. Including Riff Tremello's guitar for $10, which is crazy. Even though the guitar looked horrible, I'm sure it would be a pretty decent guitar. Buy more than $10. Were there any other items that were really funny that they sold?
Well, didn't they sell it to himself? As in, didn't he just buy it himself for $10?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he originally owned it from the garage sale.
Well, no, but what they said is they said that it had his initials on it, and they said, oh my god, this is Rift Tremella's guitar. It's worth thousands. Yeah. And then when it got stolen and they put it up, it was actually Rift Tremella that bought his own guitar back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you're assuming that he was the one who sold it to Joe.
No, I'm just assuming Joe stole it or... it got lost, or I don't
Joe
know.
Joe didn't steal it. He went to garage sales.
Joe stole it.
Somehow he came across it. I don't know how. Somehow he came across his guitar, and then the guy bought it back.
But that happens a lot. That people, you know, grab a guitar or buy it or whatever, and then the artist is like, "Oh, geez, I wish I didn't give that away."
Okay, and they buy it back. Fair enough.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I like how dark your mind is, that you're thinking that Joe is actually stealing.
Well,
not going. He's just using garage sale as a cover.
He's been known to do some dodgy things, that Joe fella.
Well, he'll do anything for a dollar.
Yep.
anything for a dollar. A lot of people in the show will do anything for money. Robbie will do anything for money as well. And Moddy as well. There's a few of them.
I would too.
So when,
I was a little better
so
looking.
So when they see the ferals trying to sell them. They see the ferals trying to sell the stuff
what
on
are you
the city.
Saying?
I'm saying if
yes,
yeah, go.
Let's start that bit again. So when you go ahead,
so when
I'm saying I would prostitute myself if I was better looking.
I have no clue of what you're talking about.
Okay, go on, Sonny.
So the ferals Joe and Robbie see that they're trying to sell the stuff on the home channel, whatever. And then, so they run around there to try to stop them from selling the guitar. And Joe just, like, smashes Moddy in the top of the head.
Yeah.
But for the first time, I kind of don't blame him. No, because the Ferrells same. Just stole his stuff.
Yeah, I was pissed. And I was pissed. And stole it. I was watching it going, well, what the hell? You can't do that.
And he just, like, smashes her. And I'm thinking, man, that almost felt like there was a bit of, like, there was a bit of truth.
Did you feel the tension, though? For the first time, I actually felt like there was some real tension between the characters. Previously, it was like, yeah, they're pissed off, whatever. Now, I felt like there was actual tension.
No, I didn't notice that. But I agree. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, wait a second, aren't they just next door? Why don't they just go over next door? They do. But I'm like, okay, he sold it for $10, but he hasn't picked it up. Like, he wouldn't have been able to get there quicker than what they did.
Somehow, he had $10 in his hand.
It would have been under a minute by the time they got around there, so...
He's like, this is what I'm saying. Like, why can't he just go, all right, I'm just taking the guitar. You're just little puppets. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
it's not like they're strong.
Well, that ties into the fact that they go to attack Raddus or something, and he goes, oh, I'll broadcast this live. That I'm going to attack you. And he's holding the remote like a gun at them, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Just walk up and grab the thing. It's a puppet. Oh, sorry. In the realm of the show, it's just a rat, you know?
No, but I think you're right, though. Because it was a camera remote control, and he's like, if you come any closer, I'm going to turn this on, and if you assault me, so...
Just turn the camera around. I mean, throw your jacket or something on the camera. Christ!
Throw your jacket?
I don't know. It's not like it's a... You know, he's holding the... You know, like the bloody button to blow up a bomb or something.
What I liked was that Joe was looking at the camera as if it was on, and he was like kind of smiling. It was awesome acting. It was awesome acting.
Hey, speaking of acting,
yeah, it's true.
Quickly, just to interject, I just remember the part that I think we missed about when they've got the four characters doing the four different TV shows, and it's got Raddus with Wilbur the Slug. That's the hand puppet.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a hand puppet that's got a hand puppet. I'm like, that's so meta.
Oh, was that Raddus controlling?
Yeah, that was Raddus. I guess it had controlling. Because he's so bad, he was trying to mime and he's like.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. We watched a puppet manipulate a puppet.
Puppetception.
Well, what do you call puppetception?
That's what he called it.
Exactly. You can see a Nolan film out of this. Just need some Hans Zimmer music. Anyway, okay. So yeah, we had this and. The fact that the camera remote is really important comes up in this as well. What else happened in this bit? You couldn't get away with it. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, that they're saying you can't get away with this Raddus. And then Mixie comes up with a point that they... where she said, speaking of cheap entertainment, and then they first turn to Robbie after saying that and get Robbie onto the show. I was like, oh, that's a bit dodgy.
Sold out.
And then, yeah... Then we have Lenny, who has an idea, like, utilizing the remote. And then he actually turns his little idea bubble off with the remote. I really like that. Did you like that, Swinny?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So, what do we have now? So, the Ferrells are still poor. And they keep on talking about Scott Scottman, who I swear was Scott Scotland the first time they said that name. And then, yeah, Raddus has this idea of doing a telethon. I actually thought... So it's a telethon for the homeless animals.
Yeah, can I...
Where the homeless animals are going to be the ferals.
Can I just say, so they started talking outside, then they walk into the shed, and they see Lenny there setting up, like, a camcorder. And this is just after they've tried to blackmail the humans or whatever, right? And they're like, oh, I'm just doing something, and then he leaves, and they don't care. Why are they not suspicious? He's just in their home setting up a camera and they've just, like, interrupted him. What the hell?
And can I say, okay, so, yes, Lenny was setting up a camera and he later says that he was secretly videotaping the Ferrells, right? I'm going back and I said, I'm going to call it that I said this last time, that we had the little pinhole camera thing that Lenny had. Remember the little micro camera? And he was trying to use it on Robbie. He's like, can you see this? Can you see this? This guy is a pervert.
Well, that's why in the the fighting style in the Rumble for Robbie poster, I had that his fighting style was covert operations.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's a pervert. Lenny is a pervert. And I knew it.
Technically, being a pervert, though.
But his instincts. He even said, secretly videotaping someone is not a pervert.
No. What if you're a private detective? That doesn't make you a pervert.
No, I don't know. Anyway. So the show opens, the telephone for homeless animals. I thought a pretty well puppeted and pretty good song and pretty good singing for like the voices. Where they have the tap dancing song at the start.
Yeah.
And in the sort of very musical vibe.
And I like how it's...
I thought it was pretty good.
It's something like, homeless, give all your money to the homeless, or something like that.
Yeah, it was really good. The lyrics were pretty
funny. Did you guys also see the rendition of the theme song at the start? It's like sort of more...
No, I don't remember.
It was really good. Yeah, I thought it was... It was like a remix of the theme song with different instruments and stuff. It sounded really cool.
Oh, really? Okay. Don't remember that. So, I guess, like, some of the things I wanted to call out, Moddy and Radis are the stars of the show, and they... It's quite funny, actually, because they're saying how fabulous they both look, which are very sort of out of character for both characters, but it's sort of for the better cause, which is to make them wealthy, that they're going to have an annual telethon, and the celebrities that are in the call center. Did you notice any interesting ones?
Yes.
Because I did notice one. Yeah, what was it?
A giant banana.
Well, you know what the giant banana is,
I don't,
right?
Actually. I don't know if it's B1 or B2. I couldn't...
You don't know who that is?
I couldn't tell if it's B1 or B2. Jesus, how the hell do you tell?
Oh, okay. No, I thought you didn't know what banana is.
It's pretty easy. It's B1, thank you very much.
How do you know that?
Because it said B1 in the credits.
Oh, credit guy, of course.
Really? They credited B1?
Yes, and
B1... I thought it's because you saw him walking out of your mum's bedroom.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea anymore.
So...
I was implying...
He's saying she likes big bananas. She likes big
exactly,
bananas.
Exactly, that's what I was trying to imply.
Okay, I wanted to see if this guy was actually someone who played Bananas in Pyjamas in the actual show, the live-action show. Turns out this person is not.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, B1 was Ken...
An imposter.
Ken Romolo, I think his name is. Now, around the same time, I looked at his, you know, like, history on IMDb, and he's done all random stuff, but it's funny, in 95 he did The Ferals, obviously, right? The year before, he was in a film named F-Wit, which I'm like, now I want to see what the hell that short film's about. And then the same year, 94, he did a documentary called Our Feral Friends.
Oh,
I'm like, wow, that's weird that in 2 years you're doing shows that both have the word feral in it. So, yeah, it was an imposter.
The lines
are
imposter.
Coincidence or the Illuminati? Find out at 6 o'clock.
It's all Kanye West.
That's how long this podcast will go for if we keep jabbering on about his stuff. Okay, so Riff Tremello is playing with Robbie, is one of the acts. I believe we should nominate this for worst air guitar ever
filmed.
It was really bad.
It did not match it was... at all.
No, it wasn't not even like... It wasn't even an attempt. The swaying was the most critical part of what, especially Riff Tremello. I'm calling you out, Riff Tremello, actor. Whoever you are. Maybe Swinney knows.
Unfortunately...
You were shocking.
No, unfortunately, Riff Tremello didn't get a credit. There were a couple of people that played themselves, and I think that they were probably people in that call center thing, so...
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling you out, Riff Tremello. You were shocking. I think I watched you strum the guitar 2 times when the music was going crazy.
And he didn't move his hand up or down the fret at all. It was just in the same place.
He wasn't even close to the strings. It was ridiculous. I hated it. It made Robbie look worse at playing her air guitar. Like, she kind of... I don't know. I'm starting to think she doesn't play guitar. It's made me very sad. I'm actually going to reach out to the actress who plays Robbie and ask her finally. Because I don't think she's going to come on the show. Sad for us. Okay. So, yeah, Lenny has discovered why... the charity and what the charity is about, because he's been watching his dirty secret videotapes, fast-forwarding the Robbie in the shower parts straight to the ferals, chatting about ferals chatting about that they are the homeless animals. Now, why have the Ferrells gotten Lenny to create the video for them? Because they're going to put this, you know, documentary about the poor homeless animals.
I don't know.
Why would they trust
to
Lenny?
To me, it feels,
it's crazy.
It feels like we missed a scene in between when they threatened him with the remote and when the Ferrells were coming up with the telethon idea. It feels like we missed something there that made it so that both Joe and Lenny were okay to kind of help them out or be around the telethon. Because both Joe...
Or, like,
Joe,
blackmail them more effectively.
Yeah, Joe rocks up, and Joe's just, like, standing there. And I'd be like, you guys stole my stuff, you know? Like, sure, I think Joe pocketed, like, $100 from it. Well, I think we forgot to mention that. But still, yeah, surely he spent more than $100 on all that crap.
It's true. It's true. And now we finally see the appearance of Scott Scottman. And I was just like, who the hell is this guy? Did you check it in the credits?
Yeah, this guy's Richard Huggett, I think his name was.
I looked him up.
And, all right, do you want...
Damn, why couldn't his name be Dick Richardson or something like that? Playing Scott Scottsman.
So, Mike, do you want to give us a lowdown on Dick Huggett?
No, I said I looked him up.
wait, his name is called Dick
Richard.
Huggett.
His name's Richard.
Richard, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
So his name's Dick Huggett.
Yes, Dick Huggett.
Oh, that's awesome.
Screw Scott that's Scotsman. Awesome. They should have just called him by his real name.
Dick Huggett.
So
they probably would get like censored.
So did you find anything interesting about Dick Huggett, Mike?
No, I said I looked him up, wink wink. Didn't actually try to find out anything interesting though.
Ah, look, he's just done the regulars. You know, All Saints, your Neighbours, Home and Away, nothing interesting. But I will say, he's actually still very active today. Like, he's acting a lot today, so...
Do you think there would be half a chance that we could appear on one of these shows? Home and Away, All Saints. Well, maybe not All Saints, because I don't think it's on anymore, but... like, one of those shows?
Possibly, I mean... It seems like everybody who wants to be an actor... and at least gets onto a show the caliber of the Ferrells is going to be in one of those shows. So.
I feel like we should audition as a laugh to try to get on, to prove how easy or hard it is to get on these shows.
Well, I'd suggest Mike to do it, but he still hasn't submitted his acting profile to Benchmark, so...
Benchmark Creative.
Just whatever we do, when we go for these auditions, we have to get a better talent agency than Benchmark.
You know what? If anyone ever asked me who you're represented by, I would definitely say Benchmark Creative.
So they broadcast the Ferrells saying, oh, they're gonna pretend to be homeless. Scott Scottman gets pissed off and he's like, there's only one thing to do. So he walks up and takes off their sunglasses. Which we forgot to mention, every single scene the Ferrells will be wearing sunglasses indoors. I don't think they had them when they're on the show, but outside of that.
No.
Which I thought was pretty cool. And they're like, they look pretty funny. You're taking my sunglasses.
You know, I used to sit there on trains on the way to work and think, why do these dickheads wear their sunglasses in train tunnels? There are actually some people...
I do that.
That's because we've established you're a douchebag. But there are actually some people who... who have to wear that because they have photosensitivity. So they can't...
Yeah, see, that's
no,
like
you
me.
Don't. You most, don't have that.
Most people who wear sunglasses indoors do not suffer from that, I'm telling
no,
you.
No, I know that as well, yeah. But look, I give people the benefit of the doubt just in case they do. What?
Like
what,
me.
What do you have?
I have oral and optical sensitivity. So I don't like people talking to me.
You've got lots of other sensitivities.
That's why I have to block
to
them
fiance.
Out.
You're right. You've got oral sensitivity, so you block people out with music.
Yeah. No, noise cancelling.
Ah,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. So...
So it's the noise. I'm sensitive to noise.
Wow. Okay. I've known you for... How long have we known this guy for? You've known him longer than I have. We've
3 years
screamed
at
him. We've turkey slapped him while he was asleep. And
well,
not once did he have these issues that I recall.
Well, that's because he's talking shit.
Well, you better get the poop scooper, because this bitch is talking shit.
Oh, God.
So that's right. They get dethroned of their glasses And they did something else bad. I can't remember, but
well,
Scott Scottman said...
Oh, yeah, about the trousers?
It was one additional thing about what they did. Oh, yeah, Darren stole the trousers.
Yeah, so
that's
he goes,
right.
Oh, aren't you the one that pulled the trousers off me the other week? And Darren's reaction was priceless. Do you remember what it was?
Wait, what did he say?
He's like, no, yes. Which I thought was awesome. That's right.
And then he said, I'm going to make sure that you're never on a magazine cover ever again. Or you're never in a magazine ever again. So I thought that was pretty funny. One of my favorite parts of this episode, though, was actually right at the end where Lenny pulls the plug on their live feed and it actually makes all the credit part static.
Yeah.
The footage that they normally have, it's all static. And it wasn't even any, like, song or anything.
And we got
it was pretty cool.
I
really like that.
Voiceover saying, Ship to Shore is on next.
Well, on mine it said that this is the final episode of The Ferals for a while.
No, I think for now, because they probably played a couple in a row or something.
Well, okay, so I checked this on IMDb, and they broadcast the next episode the next week. So this recording of the episode must have just been in another series of when they were, broadcasting it. It wasn't when it was actually broadcast, so...
So
plus, Ship to Shore was years later, from memory.
Oh, probably. I'll just say...
Anyway.
At the end of the credits, so yep. Lenny's, like, title ferals up, and then he puts, like, jumping beans under them or something, and then they explode or whatever. And I meant to type in my notes that Lenny fertilizes the ferals, right? Because he sprays fertilizer on them.
Sorry, that's what you meant to say.
No,
that sounds pretty dodgy already.
You know what I ended up typing? Because it leads into something I want to talk about. Lee fertilizes the ferals.
That's
what I typed in my notes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So go on.
So,
is that the segue?
Well, no, we've got to do the ratings for the episode and everything, so.
Okay, let's do the ratings. I'll start this time. I gave this episode a high 7.
Wow.
7 out of 10.
That's pretty high.
Huh.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I think it didn't laugh as much as, like, I normally, want of a 7, but I like the ideas behind it, so I enjoyed it. How about you, Mike?
7 as well.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, they truly made a good idea to base an entire follow-up series on this episode. I gave this episode a 5.
Okay.
I thought it was an entertaining episode, and I'm kind of struggling with my ratings to think, am I rating it based on if it's entertaining or if it makes me laugh? And it's kind of like, I guess I have to find a good middle line between it, but I definitely wouldn't give it higher than 5, but there were a couple of parts that I liked, like the idiot game show and things like that, so.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, I almost need to, like, go back, look at the ratings that I gave, and look at, like, a little one sentence about that episode, so I've rejigged the memory to almost think, oh, because I think some episodes I overrated and others are underrated, so, I don't know. Anyway, it is what it is. So, that's the ratings for these episodes. Now, going on to your segments, Swin.
Yes, so I just wanted to quickly say, I said last week that I'll have an important update about... the Lee 2015 campaign.
Yep, you might have to just sing it because we've got technical difficulties. So.
Excellent. I am happy to announce that Lee has agreed to appear on the show.
Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
But I don't know exactly when we're going to get him on. We might get him on for the last episode, considering we're only a couple away. The last of the season of the show recaps, not the any bonuses or anything. And yeah, so I don't know if he'll just be on to have a quick chat with us and tell him what he loves about us so much, but it will just be like the question, so what's the best thing about Mike? How awesome is John? Doesn't Monkey Boy have great hair? Those kind of
funny
questions.
He does too.
So yes.
Wow, never been told that.
So thank you everybody for wearing all those t-shirts around and or tweeting everybody.
Exactly.
So it's been great.
And thanks for the retweets, the ones of retweets
the ones
that we had.
Alright.
That's the most appropriate unit.
So, last week...
Fantastic.
I proposed a Rumble for Robbie, which is basically Joe versus Lenny, a simulation in WWE 2K15, put up the poster about it. And so I ran the simulation, and the stipulation for the simulation was that you guys had to choose a side, and whoever lost had to sing the Ferals theme song as Mike Tyson. So, I have linked to the YouTube video there, Monkey Boy. Now, let's hope we can manage this with the technical difficulties that we are facing this podcast.
Yeah.
So, how do you want to do it? Do you want us to just watch it and go from there?
Yeah, we'll watch it. Let's watch it at the same time.
Yeah, like, all right.
Tell me and to I'll dub the audio into the episode through the magic of editing.
All right, you guys got it ready?
Call it on three.
All right.
Well, I haven't even got it open yet. This is awesome.
This is invigorating. This.
All right, are you ready to roll, Mike?
Call it on three.
I'm ready. All right.
Cool. Are you on zero?
Yeah, I'm right at the start. I haven't pressed play yet.
All right, ready? On three, okay?
All right.
All right, one, two, three.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's loud.
So we've got Joe's entrance.
The sound is so dodgy.
So, Joe's entrance...
Wait, who's got whom? Who's got
whom? You were Joe. I was Lenny.
I'm Joe. Yeah. Is that right, Swinny?
I thought you chose Lenny.
What?
No, I'm Lenny. I'm Lenny.
Yeah, Monkey Boy's Lenny.
Ah, okay. Yes. Right. Right. I'm Joe. Okay.
So
who's Lenny?
You're Lenny, apparently.
Joe's Lenny. No, I'm Lenny, but who of the wrestlers is Lenny?
Well, Lenny's coming up now. This is Lenny now. Look at him.
Listen. It announced Lenny the Robbie Lover. Actually got it to announce that in the game.
How's that even possible?
It's true, I got it.
Alright. Okay, so I've got Lenny with the jacket, right?
Yeah. So come it's on, just Lenny. Highlights. It's not the whole thing.
Come on, Lenny.
Oh, yes, no, the filling out process. No.
Stop. Look at Joe's crotch. Yeah, what the hell?
Oh yeah, baby. Oh, take that, Lenny.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yes. Right. Yes.
We've got some tense wrist action.
Tense wrist action. I think I'm going to win. You're looking getting like smashed here, Joe.
Oh, wait. Whoa, what a comeback.
Uh-oh, he's bent it around.
No, he's screwing up your arm.
that is nasty.
Uh-oh.
Yes, smash
this
him.
This can't be good.
Lenny, give us a bit.
Get up, Joe. Get up. Oh.
What the hell? That's crazy.
With you.
You're getting smashed,
I am
man.
Getting smashed.
And you're in the proper wrestling outfit. I'm like just wearing a suit. Yes, 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 yes. Yes! Yes!
Oh!
Did I win?
Nope.
No.
Did I win?
Not yet.
Just kicked it out.
Oh, premature come on, applause. Man. This is bullshit.
It even said in the top premature applause. Wait, what? What is this?
What the hell?
You've got to watch this. No. Oh, that hurt.
Yes, come on. Come on. This is going to be it. Come on. Yes. Yes! I've got Robbie.
Lenny wins Robbie.
I like the music. How'd you get this on YouTube?
Edited straight with the Xbox video editor.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, see the text? Mike Tyson's Ferals.
How'd you get the Robbie Lover to come up?
Okay.
So awesome. Can you set the scene a little bit for the listeners?
Okay, well, we'll link it in the credits. And basically...
Yeah, we'll link it in the credit, but what is it? What did we just hear?
And I actually got the announcers to announce Joe King and Lenny the Robbie Lover. There were actually word selections that I could select.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
So when I was...
But what I'm saying is, for people, what you did was you simulated... Like, you created the characters and then simulated it in some wrestling game?
Yes. Now, yeah. I did an early simulation that Joe won.
Oh, right? What?
But I realized that the attributes, that Joe had better attributes, so naturally would have an advantage. So I go, okay, I've got to fix that. So I did it again and then Lenny won. So...
Yeah!
That means that unfortunately, Mike, while Lenny may win Robbie, you win the unfortunate task of singing the Ferrells theme song as Mike Tyson.
That's not good.
Is that Mike Tyson or Michael Jackson? I don't know.
I'm quite happy not to do this, actually. I was practicing earlier today. I'm like, this is going to be horrible if I have to do this.
All right.
Okay, other just than the fact
Let's
that,
just do it. All right.
That I think he's missing some teeth.
I just thought you're just adding to it. You're doing a bit that you don't even need to do.
I'm trying to get into the character.
Okay, have you got the lyrics there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I need some background music.
Wait, Mike? As in Mike or Mike Tyson? I don't know. Both words.
They're the Rath, called Radith. He's the leader of the bunch. A cat called Magdalena. She's fluffy, but she's tough. Darren, he's a dopey dog. Mixie is my love, mix buddy. Ferrells, that's Ferrells for you. Don't mess with the Ferrells. Ferrells, they gotta get you back to Ferrells.
Sounded
nothing like him.
He's the reader. Hey, of
okay,
the
okay, hang on, Luke. When you
he's the reader.
When you try to figure out how he sounds, did you figure out that he's actually done quite a few songs? Have you guys seen that?
he's done a lot of songs. It's hard. Like, his accent's really weird. Like, I thought it was a lot more high-pitched than it was when I started listening to it again. I'm like, oh, it's just really lispy.
It's very lispy because of his couple of missing teeth and shit.
It's because of that?
Well, they're replaced, but he still left a gap between them, and I reckon it's because of that. Because it caused, like, a very slight whistling effect.
Oh, I think he has a natural lisp and a naturally higher voice, so it kind of creates that.
Yes, he does.
It doesn't sound like that.
I think he has a... I think he had a speech impediment.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I think that literally is one of the reasons why he started getting into fights, because people would tease him.
That's pretty cool.
I think this is all tying together very well with the news recently. Did you see the... Well, sorry. Not so much on Mike Tyson, but just in people in general. Please make that clear. That, because this is going to sound very bad otherwise, if you don't put that in context. That, I'm not even going to say it, actually. Moving right along.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? What
happened? No, because it's... Like, I didn't even think of the fact of how it sounds, what I'm going to say. I'm not...
I'm not even going to say it.
Because I'll just edit it out.
Well, edit it out, then. I want to know what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm literally going to edit this out. Scientists recently... It sounds so bad. Scientists recently did a study, and they found that monkeys that had really deep voices have smaller testicles. And I noted that Mike Tyson has a bit of a high voice. So what does that say?
He's got big balls, obviously.
And then I thought, shit, that's probably not a good thing to say.
Why not?
So yes. Because the whole monkey thing.
Oh, see, I didn't even make that connection. Yeah.
You
don't.
No, I didn't either until I was about to say it.
You don't want
to
do an Eddie McGuire, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly did not have that connection. And then I thought, shit, that does not sound good. Saying about a black guy and then does he have big balls because scientists found that monkey's head fucking...
Alright.
Anyway, I'm literally going to edit that part out.
Damn.
All right, so that was a fun game. I'm glad that I won that. I was very nervous about that. I didn't actually remember that we were going to do it like that. I thought we were going to answer questions or something. And then I remembered, oh yeah, you prepared all that stuff. All right, was there anything that we missed in the episode?
No, I'm all good.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that leaves us there for now. But for next week, it'll be episode 10, Mixiemania. But for now, it's bye.
Ciao for now.
See ya.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a Michael Tyson. See ya. Michael Tyson. Again with a Michael Tyson.
See ya.
with the Michael Tyson. It's a me, a Michael Tyson.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God.
All right.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.